I'm George Walker. Indiana University's Department of Theater, Drama, and Contemporary Dance presents their winter dance concert. It's titled Roots to Wings, and it plays this Friday and Saturday nights at 7:30. Saturday and Sunday, there are matinees at 2. It's in the Ruth Ann Halls Theater on the IU campus. Our guest is the director of the dance program at IU, Elizabeth Shea. Elizabeth, thanks very much for coming in. Tell us what it means, Roots to Wings. Where does the title come from?
It's always a struggle to come up with a movement-based title where folks understand that we have dance going on. Roots to Wings sort of examines and is a metaphor for our two guest pieces. Spill, it's a beautiful, beautiful contemporary work by choreographer Andrea Miller, who is director of Galim Dance Company, a New York-based dance group that has really reached quite international acclaim in the past couple years. The cutting edge of what's going on in the contemporary dance world. And then we close our concert with a beautifully classic work titled Psalm by the legendary José Limón, which was choreographed in 1967. So this piece is 50 years old, and it's just quite a pleasure to have them both in one program.
And I gather that with Spill, you actually had some rather special training involved.
Yes, we had three of the current Galim Company members come and restage the work for our dancers. When the dancers came, they really asked not just the performers who are doing the piece, but all of our majors to engage in a very new and different way of studying movement, which is highly improvisationally based, but also emphasizes strength.
We have a couple of contemporary pieces, and then in this program titled Roots to Wings, the Roots piece, 50 years ago.
50 years have come and gone.
José Limón.
Yes.
Psalm. Tell us a little bit about this one.
This is a beautiful work created shortly before Limón's death. He was dying of cancer as he was creating this work. And it's based on the tale of the 36 just men who walk the face of the earth at any given time. And the soloist in the work is the burden bearer, danced by Corey Boatner, who really takes on the sort of the weight of the world. And the music is just breathtaking. And we had original company member Jenny Scanlon, who is 77 years old, come and set this work on two casts of 16. And she was an extraordinary woman, an extraordinary person who really shared and bared her soul with her gifts to our dancers. And just to sort of bring the Roots to Wings into context, there was this gorgeous moment where we had finished the last rehearsal of Psalm, and she was very happy with the work the dancers had done. And we stayed and watched Spill being rehearsed by a whole different group of dancers. And she was simply enamored with the work. And what really struck us both is that even though these works are some 50 years apart, they both just embrace this basic humanity that is stunning and breathtaking and extraordinarily moving. The pieces have more in common than you might think.
Elizabeth Shea, the director of the dance program, part of the Indiana University Department of Theater, Drama, and Contemporary Dance. Their winter dance concert is titled Roots to Wings, and it takes place January 13th, 14th, and 15th, with performances this Friday and Saturday nights at 7:30. Saturday and Sunday, there are matinees at 2, all in the Ruth Ann Halls Theater on the IU campus. I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts.